This is the part two of Kirsha Chodesh, and it's been 2 weeks since we had a little bit of a pause. We discussed some of the initial yesodos of Kirsha Chodesh in the previous shiur, specifically the idea of the relationship between the Kirsha Chodesh al pi ha'ri'iya and the cheshbon that the Sanhedrin would have to make, and the interrelationship between them, and then the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, the really interesting, sharp thing that we saw discussed, was the Minchas Chinuch's discussion and his assumption, or his questioning of the Rambam, given that if we know that Rosh Chodesh is going to be on day 31, the Rambam seems to say we just Mekadosh HaChodesh right away, we don't wait for Edim, and the Minchas Chinuch felt, you know, didn't understand that, why should that be? And based on Rashi, maybe disagreeing, and seemed like an interesting lumdus, and it again highlighted what we had been seeing all of the first year of that interrelationship between the Sanhedrin using the science of the times, the cheshbon, and at the same time the idea of a mitzvah to be mekadosh al pi ha'ri'iya, at least lechatchila. I want to skip now, this will be our last year on Kiddush HaChodesh, I want to skip towards the middle, second half, so to speak, of the Minchas Chinuch's presentation, and jump around in a yesod that he develops, really fascinating, in Osios Yud Aleph, Yud Gimel, and Yud Aleph. And the basic premise, which comes from a sugya in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, although he quotes the Psak of the Rambam, again, if you're not familiar with it, it's shocking, but it's actually a Beferish Gemara and a straight Limud. The Minchas Chinuch quotes in the name of the Rambam, Ayin the Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, Afichos Kiddush HaChodesh, Din Torah, that Mido Araisa, Ein medak dekin be'edus achodesh. Not so exact with the Eidim. Now, what does that mean? So it doesn't mean that we don't care to see if they, you know, to just find out if what they're describing matches what we think would be the scientific possibilities of actually seeing the moon. That's what we discussed in the first shir, that we only even consider the Eidus achodesh, the Eidei Ria, if it's clear from our cheshbon that it could be Rosh Chodesh today. But what he means, and again, this is just based on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Hey, if I'm not mistaken, Shafilu Kitchu Es HaChodesh Al Pi Ha'edim V'Nimsu Zomimim. It doesn't matter. It's an amazing Chiddush. Again, it's a Chiddush that may be taken for granted, but it's still amazing Chiddush. Witnesses come. Here, we'll just, if you skip down towards the bottom of the paragraph, or a continuation after the three dots here, Hainu, three lines from the bottom of the paragraph for those who have to save her. Hainu, Im Nimsu Zomim L'Acher. We're skipping the middle part, not only because we have to be judicious with our time because we have such a short period of time, but also he points out that there's another Rambam in Perek Gimel that seems to contradict, and he just explains that they're talking about, it all depends on when the Hazama took place. But the standard case, which I think is the Pashtus anyway, he says, Hainu, im nimsu zomim la'achar sh'amru bezdin mekudosh, az have a mekudosh. Da'atem afilu mutaim. That's the drasha in the Gemara. That is to say, witnesses come, we thoroughly investigated them, it seems that they're totally believable. And because of that, we pronounced Mekudosh. And then we find out, Toch Kedei, that they're Eidei Zomim. Other witnesses say, you say that you saw the new moon in such and such a place, and based on that, the Sanhedrin was Mekadosh, the new moon. Couldn't be, because you were with us in Disney World. How could it be? You're Eidei Hazama. And they Yushuf Chakira, and turns out the second witnesses seem to be telling the truth, and we are Mazim, or as I like to say, Huzim size, the first set of witnesses. So in any other tomb of halacha, what would happen to the Eidus of the first witnesses? Out the door. There's no more witnesses. Says the Rambam, based on the Gemara, we have a halacha, Gzeres HaKosuv, Atam Afilu Mutayim, Afilu Eidim Zomim. An amazing chiddush. Even though we are Mazim, the witnesses, once the Sanhedrin pronounces Mekudosh, there is no going back. Now that is not the topic of our shir. That is the premise of our shir. Given that Gemara, given that Rambam, comes along the Minchas Chinuch in Os Yud Gimel and wants to develop the following Chiddush. Take a look. The beginning of Yud Gimel, for those of you who have the Sefer on the left-hand side of the column. Venira, he says. It appears, again, Nira meaning, it's in my opinion, it's my Chiddush. De be'inan kan gam eidus shi'yihu yicholim lahazima. If you recall from your learning of Maseches Makos, it's not just that there is a din called Hazama, it's that there are all sorts of requirements for the testimony that it should be theoretically subject to Hazama, such that if the Edim are not Huzim-sized, that gives them credibility. If they could never have been Huzim-sized, if we didn't give enough information about the timing and location of where they were, which would therefore have prevented even the possibility of Hazama, that's a chisaron in the Eidus itself. So we have a halacha that you have eight. What type of testimony is generally acceptable? Eidus sher ro'i lahazima. But testimony that's iyata ro'i lahazima, or iyata yechol lahazima, if it couldn't be, it's not subject, we don't have enough information from them that we could even possibly be mazim them, even if Eidei Hazama came afterwards, That's a chisaron in the testimony itself. So usually, and it's also, you know, very intuitive, these things go hand in hand. If the type of testimony could be chuzum-sized, then the witnesses need to be roi lahazama. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch with the Chiddush. He says, even though it's a din, that it doesn't matter if we mazim them. I know the end of the story. I can tell you the end of the story. Once we say Mekudosh, it doesn't matter. So even though there's no stakes, and you would have thought logically, so then what's the purpose of needing Roy Lahazama, since we can't be mazim them anyway? Nevertheless, says Minchas Chinuch, in his opinion, we need it to be Roy Lahazimo. He continues, after b'dievidim kichu bezdin al pi hamazumim hamasakayim. Even though we just said that even though these witnesses who were making the new month based on their names, on their words, and if you're mazim them, still hamasakayim, it based on the halach of hainu mishum atem afilu muatayim afilu mezidim, it doesn't matter. In his opinion, that still is going to. That's not going to prevent us from this requirement of Roy Lazima. He's like kind of furthering the question or furthering the Chiddush. Right? Never, and even though we know there's a concept of, not only could we make a new month based on witnesses that have been disqualified, chuzum sized, we could even theoretically make a new month without any Eidus. Al Pi HaCheshbon, we talked about that last time. All of these are reasons to think what? Logically. That you could really disregard and dispense with the need for Roy Lahazama, because the stakes of the witnesses are so much lower than it would be in a typical case. Aval, nevertheless, in his opinion, no. Kevin de Minat Torah, be'inan shite edus kishera, tzarech gam kein edus sha'ato yochal hazima. Now, what he's clearly doing is something that could be easily a shiryomi, if not a shirkoli. What he is, in essence, doing is telling us that the Roy Lahazama has perhaps two functions. Right? One is the practical function, that it enables the possibility of actual hazama, and which is all we kind of been assuming until now. But he's being mechadesh that evidently there's a second role of the need to be ro'i lahazama. Without being ro'i lahazama, there's no chalo shame aid. Once it's true that we could, in theory, if we have a cheshbon, be mekadosh the new moon without witnesses. But that's not what we're doing now. Now we're saying mekudosh based on the witnesses. Well, then they need to be witnesses. If we're mekadosh, I'll be the witnesses, and the witnesses retroactively get disqualified. That's exeris hakasif, it doesn't matter. But at the moment that we're going to say mekudosh, it only works if you have edim. And says the Minchas Chinuch, roi lahazama is not just a practical necessity to allow for the possibility of hazama, important enough as that is, it's more than that. It's that without that, they would not be considered Edom. That is the basic premise of the Minchas Chinuch. Now, in light of that, let's continue. He says, well, that's what I want to say. That's his intuitive svara. But then he suggests, and this is where I was talking with somebody this morning, what are the milas of the Minchas Chinuch? So right away you get this great Mavrik Chiddush and insight into Roy Lahazama. It was worth the price of admission just for that. But don't worry, I'm going to give you more. But the additional benefit of the Minchas Chinuch, Kedarko, is tremendous bekiyas. So says the Minchas Chinuch, this idea, you know, it makes sense to me. But upon further reflection, Omnam, the next paragraph, Yesh lomar deze yetolui v'shnei teru tzeitosus reish makas. This really, he thinks, in the end, this chiddush that he has, is really tolui in two deos and tosos, in the beginning of Makos. Again, any of you who learn Makos, let's say after fifth grade, or at any age where you might have learned Tosfos, so either you, if you learned it at an age where you would learn Tosfos, either you'd have seen the Tosfos inside, or at very least your Rebbe told it to you outside. This is like one of the most basic Yesodistika Tosfos in all of Makos when it comes to the topic of Rahil Azama. What's the case? Shehikshu, ha-hav eir shi'ata rochel azima. What's the opening Mishnah Masech in Makos if somebody testifies about a Ben Garusha? Or a Ben Chalutza, you try to say that this person has a certain personal pagam, and it turns out that these Edim are Ede Hazama, not Stam, they were lying, but Imanu Hayisa, and we get them specifically with the Hazama, we are Mazim them, which means that they are Huzum sized. Next time I point to you, you're going to get it. Okay, Huzum sized, right? You have to say it with the guttural, Huzum sized, okay? So, ask the Gemara, excuse me, ask Tosfos, Going back to like seventh grade, what's the Mishnah say? What's the punishment? Usually we say kasher zomim lasos. We give the Adam zomim the punishment that they tried to do. Well, you can't make somebody who is not a Kohen into a Ben Harusha. All right, great. My parents were divorced. That's not a stigma unless you're a Kohen and your father wasn't allowed to marry your mother or Ben Harusha. None of that matters. So what is the punishment? What does the Mishnah say? What's the din? Nothing. You get Malkus. So asks Tosfos on that question, how is that sufficient for Roy Lahazama? If Roy Lahazama means that they have to be subject to Hazama, and Hazama by definition means give the Edom the same punishment that they wanted to do, well here you can't give them the same punishment. So Minei Ubei, it should be that these are not Roy Lahazama, these witnesses are not Huzum sizable. Once you make up a word, then you can conjugate it. Right? Hey Mamru Vehe Mamru. Okay, so that's Tosus's famous question in the beginning of Maseches Makos. Tosus gives two answers to this question. Again, the question is, how could it be that witnesses who cannot get the punishment that they were trying to inflict on somebody else, and instead just get Malkus as a default, how could that be considered Ro'il Hazama? If Ro'il Hazama is a requirement for witnesses, for Edim Zomim, and Hazama by definition means Kasher Zomim Masos, like what you tried to do, here they're not getting what they tried to do, they're only getting Malkus. So Tosus has two answers. The Tirtu, first answer. Kaven Delokin, Shapir Havi, Yicholim Lahazimam. The first answer is to deny the premise of the question. Or I take it back. Both answers are going to deny the premise. The first answer is going to deny one of the premises. That is to say, who said that Roy Lahazama means you need the exact same punishment? In this case, Malkus suffices. You are getting it. You are getting it. You need Roy Lahazama. Tosus is not backing off of that assumption. You always need Roy Lahazama. In a case where you can't give the exact punishment, Malkus counts. Not that you don't need it. Not that you don't have it. You need it, and you do have it. Malkus counts. Malkus counts. That's Adkan the Tosus. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Im Kain, based on that first answer, Shkam Kan, so too here. It's true that we can't turn Adis into, what am I going to do, turn you into a moon? What am I supposed to do to you? That's the closest thing you'll get to a joke in the Minchas Chinuch. What are you going to do to the person? Turn him into the new moon? But says the Minchas Chinuch, this is never poshut, that even though we say, even if the Eidei HaChodesh, we find out that they're Eidei HaZama, and we still say, okay, no, it's still a new moon, it's still a new Rosh Chodesh. But we found out that they're Eidei HaZama, what are you going to give them after Yonah after that? No, on the contrary, they're going to get Malkus, right? They were liars, they were Eidei Sheker. Im Kain, Havulu, Yecholim Lazimam. So says the Minchas Chinuch, oh, this answer is good for him. Just as he said, even though Taka, it doesn't disqualify the result of their testimony, it's still Rosh Chodesh. But what did the Minchas Chinuch say? Even so, even though there's no repercussions in terms of the new month to becoming Eidei HaZama, but you need Ro'i LaHazama. And he says that works with the first answer of Tosfos, because there you have not identical, but a parallel situation where there's something missing, and Tosfos, Lamaskana of that answer number one, assumes as a general rule, you always need Ro'i LaHazama. So to here, you always need Roy Lazama. And again, add Gottlieb's take on Minchas Chinuch, what the first answer in Tosfos is really saying is, you would not have the shame aid unless you had Eidei HaZama. And therefore, if you assume that, right, that's a very strong statement. That's like you bold that twice and underline it. Once you commit all the way. And then if that's really how you feel, then you have to give the answer that Tosfos gives, that even in Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, you are Roy Lazama, because otherwise you wouldn't be an eight. So it must be. Okay? So now you have the three dots on the sheet, or if you have if you're looking into the Sefer, skip down to the bottom, the four lines from the bottom of the column in the Sefer. Ach. Ach, leteretz hasheni shel Tosfos. But that's not the last word. Tosfos has another answer. Tosfos says, Heicha delo shayach lekayim kasher zamam, ein tzorach eidu shatayacha lazima. Boom. Here, Tosfos rejects a different assumption of the question. Tosfos says, I assumed, asking the question, that all testimony needs to be Roy Lahazama, and therefore how could we do that with Ben Gerusha? You're not turning him into a Ben Gerusha. Kamash Malah, no. You only need it where you can have it. But if it's not possible to give the Eidei HaZama the same punishment, kasher zamam lasos is not possible. You can't turn a non-kohen into a stigmatized ben gerusha or ben chalutza. Then memela, you just don't eat it. You just don't eat it. It's a quirk in the system, but it's built into the system. So says the Minchas Chinuch, in essence, this is not just, again, if you're just like doing, you know, daf yomi plus or something like that, or doing it fast, this is the downside of learning Malkos as a kid, you don't realize this is a major yisodistic lamda shemach lokes to Deus and Tosfos. What is the role of Royal Hazama? Because if we were correct, and I think we were, I think the Minchas Chinuch is, that the first answer of Tosfos is assuming that Royal Hazama is a universal requirement, because otherwise what? You are lacking in the shame aid. It's not a, you're not a witness if you're not Royal Hazama. Evidently, what is the second answer in Tosfos hold? Not at all. Can you be an aid even though it's not Royal Hazama? You betcha. So what if that's the case, then what's the role of being Royal Hazama? Easy. Any case in which there is going to be the applicability of the Din Hazama, so then it makes sense that the system is not, you know, cutting off its own needs. If there needs to be, if there's the possibility of Royal, if there's the possibility of Hazama, then it makes sense that there must be testimony that allows for the possibility. But if there isn't the possibility, because you can't turn a person into a moon, and you can't turn a non-Kohen into a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, then Ein Hachanami, you simply don't need it. Well, if that's the second answer of Tosfos, getting back to Kiddush HaChodesh, says Minchas Chinuch, in Kain Kam, Kan, Nihi, Kaim Dolo Shayach L'Kaim Kasher Zamam, because again, you can't turn a guy into a moon, Ein Tzorech Eidush HaTayochal Azim HaKlal. So now, what we've done is we've taken step two. First was his Chiddush, that he thinks, Min HaSavara, Libi Omerli, as Rav Asher Weiss might say, his instinct was, you need Royal Azama, even though there's no practical output of being Royal Azama in Kiddush HaChodesh. But you still need it. And we suggested why? Because without that, you're not an aid. That was step one. Step two, says Minchas Chinuch, that Chiddush is really a Machlokas Rishonim to Deos and Tosfos. Now you'll say, that's all fine and good, but what's the nafgamina of this? Ben kach u ben kach. The witnesses came, they testified, we said Mekudosh, and the afterwards they were Huzum-sized with passion. Okay, we're not giving up on you yet. Okay? Or we might huzum-size you. I'm just kidding. Okay, so what's the difference? In other words, if I would stop here, right, would be a good, I would say a balabatish, but a good balabatish question. But who cares? It's nice. We have a whole lumdus. Bottom line, we started off this year by saying, based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, based on the Rambam, Eidim, who they're Makadosh HaChodesh based on their words, and then they're Husum sized, the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rosh Chodesh stands. Has anything changed? Have we moved the ball 1 yard? Lots of dust, lots of play calls, we're audibling at the line, oh, we're doing all that stuff. And at the end of the day, the ball hasn't moved an inch. So the answer, says the Minchas Chinuch, is no, there is a nafkamina. Right now, it's only theoretical. What's the difference? If he had to be Royal Azama, definitely Royal Azama. Is it a good testimony? Does it matter? Once we're mazim him, I'll give you a break there. Once you're mazim him, it doesn't matter. So see, here's the key point, just on the Lamaisa. Says Minchus, you want to know whether there will be actually a practical nafkamina of this, of my whole lumdus? Last line on the page, if you have it. MK nafkamina, kan debi'inan, drishiv hakira. Sugyas and Sanhedrin tell us there are all sorts of questions that we have to ask the witnesses. Some of them, right, you have two witnesses, you take the testimony separately, and you grill them, and you try to make sure that their testimony corresponds. So some of the questions are about the facts. You know, what color was the shirt of the murderer, what knife was it, what kind of weapon did he use, that kind of stuff. And then others are about the timing or location, right? So those are the critical ones, right? You can get a mistake, a red shirt, yellow shirt, or something like that. But if you say it happened on Tuesday, and the other witnesses said it happened on Wednesday, that is Eidei HaKasha. Right, the drisha v'chakira, those are certain questions that must be asked, and if there's inconsistency or contradiction, moreover, certain questions, if you just say Eini Yodea, I don't remember what what color shirt he was wearing, that's okay. But if you say Eini Yodea on one of the timing questions, which are the questions which create the possibility of Hazama, right, you can't say Imanu Ha'isem in Disney World if you didn't put down on the record a time. It was December 27th on a Tuesday at 4 o'clock, that's when we saw it. Well, how could that be? You were online with me for Magic Mountain. Spate Mountain, whatever it's called. Okay? So, what, and similarly, if a person says, Eini Yodea, so we're not calling you a liar. You might not be a liar, Eini Yodea. But you're not a good witness. unless we get that fact, that information into evidence, it won't be royal hazama. So it says the Mincha Sinach, aha! Now I have my nafkamina. Did I put more on the sheet? I can't remember. I don't know what's on the sheet. Where are we up to on the page? Whoever has the page? We always oh, so we finish. Okay, so. Did I get it? Okay, yeah, good. Okay, Ayin Rambam. Okay, so you have the safer stay inside. I should remember how much I cut and pasted there. Ayin Rambam, Be'echad Omer, Al Eze Drusha V'chakira Eini Odea, Mavur Sanhedrin, V'chakiros, on those questions of timing, what are called the chakiros, Im Omer Echad Eini Odea, Edusan Betela, Atam Dehav Edushi Eteyoch Elazima. As we just said, if you don't put all that information into evidence, then it's not subject to becoming Ede Hazama. Im Kain, Kan, Im Nitpos, Teretz Arishin Shal Tosfos, if we hold like the first recent of Tosos, which by the way is the Minchas Chinuch's personal preference, like the first day of Tosos, which is that what? What does it assume? Does Eidei Sachodesh need to be Roy Lazama? Yeah. Yes, it does. Im Kain, he says, according to that first answer, Deba'ina Eidei Roch Lazima, Im Echad Omar Al Chakiros Eini Odea, Eidusan Betela, huge Chumra. Let's say they're asking the witness about who came in the new moon. He describes the moon perfectly, everything's perfect, it works with the Cheshbon, and they ask him, okay, but you know exactly what time it is that you, what day of the week did you see this? Or what, you know, what time of day was it? He can't even remember. He's not lying. He just, I can't remember. So once you say, I don't remember, it's not subject to Hazama. Even if they would mazim him, it wouldn't matter. Oh, but according to the first answer in Tosfos, the Eidus needs to be Roy Lazama. So we throw it out right away. The Teretz Hasheni, but according to the second answer of Tosfos, the Ein Tzarech Eidus HaTocha Yolazima, in Kein Avsha. Echad Omer Eini Odea Eidusan Kayames, Rak Machishin Zed Zein Tzarech. Says the Menachasana, beautiful, Anaf Gemina. According to what I want to say, which is the first answer in Tosfos, even though it won't matter if we're mazim them, which is a more serious problem, but it's a problem that happened later, after the testimony. But if we're Makadish the Chodesh, and then we met Mazim, and then it's, you're right, then it doesn't matter. But the Nafke Mina will be what happens if in their introductory, in the introductory stage, when they're trying to give their testimony, and no one's lying yet, they just say Eini Odea. Do we throw out the testimony right away or not? Says Ben Chassinich, in my opinion, backed up by the first answer to Tosfos, that already would disqualify them, because it's not Roy Lazama. Aye, but who cares if it's Roy Lazama? You can't be Mazim them anyway. It doesn't matter. Okay, but you need Roy Lazama. Because it's not Eidus. Or the second answer of Tosos, you have a huge kula. The Minchas Chinuch doesn't like it, but it would come out that way. According to the Minchas Chinuch understanding, the second answer of Tosos will tell us that Ein Echanami says it doesn't have to worry Lazama, Eini Odea won't create a problem. Yes?
Do you really say Nafkamina of Malkus?
No, everyone holds it. You get Malkus anyway. He's assuming that if it turns out, even though the Gemara says, Afilu mutayim, even if you lied, even if we caught you, but it's too late because we already said Mekudosh, it doesn't take away Rosh Chodesh, but you'll get Malkus. That's going to be according to everybody.
Oh, even for the second answer?
Yeah, yes, oh. Yes, correct, because you lied. You, being an Eid Sheker, even Eid Zomim is a type of Eid Sheker. But even if there's no impact of the fact that you became
size.
There we go. I knew you had it in you. I only pushed you because I know you could do it. But still, he's still an A-checker. Now, I will just tell you very briefly, very, very briefly, that the Rabbi Kiv Eger argues on this. Kiv Eger holds that he thinks that fundamentally against the Menchas Chinuch, and not only with Tosfos, it's all nice and good, you do not need Royal Hazama in Kiddush HaChodesh. Why? Because the Pasuk says that you need Kasher Zaman Lasos. La'achicha. Only testimony, only edus, which is about another person, la'achicha, about other people, the whole parsha of Eidei Hazama is a chiddush, it only applies to that kind of testimony. It does not apply to things like Kiddush HaChodesh Bechlal, not because of anything we've been talking about, but more fundamentally. It's almost like a gezeiras hakasuv. You have to assume for the Minchas Chinuch, the way he reads that pasuk, is it doesn't have to be about, the testimony is about another person. I testify, I saw this person, killed this person, Michal Shabbos, or whatever. But rather, it's testimony that would impact other people. And obviously, Kiddush HaChodesh testimony impacts everybody. So it would probably have to be something like that. Anyway, very quickly, so we're running out of time, let's try to see if we can get to Yudalit. Yudalit is great. And as I've said more than once, there are certain things you see in the Minchas Chinuch, which are like only the Minchas Chinuch. They're like classics. Like everything we saw until now was very sharp and lamdish. You know, other good lamdonim, other good achronim could have said this. Classic Minchas Sinach. Again, we're not going to really have time to read the whole thing inside, but I'll just read the case and then I'll tell you what he says outside. This tapakti yudalit. It's connected to this. It's based on this. In bo, again, it's only the Minchas Sinach who thinks of these kind of crazy cases. In bo edim shenoldu b'Rosh Chodesh Nisan, witnesses that had a birthday on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And now, 13 years later, Hayom Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shilmul Yud Gimel Shanim, V'nasim Gedolim Tekef, B'tchilas Leil Rosh Chodesh. Right? When's their bar mitzvah? Tonight. Once it hits the new moon, and it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right now it's the 30th of Adar, tonight is going to be the bar mitzvah. 13 years later. And they come, in Bo V'omru Shiro HaLavana Hayom V'Hayom Ulam at Adar, and they come and say, we saw the new moon today. And when they come and testify, are they bar mitzvah or not? They're not bar mitzvah yet. But if we accept their testimony, what will today be retroactively? Rosh Chodesh. Oh, you gotta love it. Is there anything better than a good question in the Minchas Chinuch? There's nothing better. What a question. Right? You show up, you're still a katan. But if you accept my testimony, l'mafrei, I'm a gadol. Does that count or not? Uah. So the Minchas Chinuch thinks that this is tali on his chakira. Not only does he give you the question, which you can munch over for the rest of the day, I'm telling you, Chavrus is going to be talking to you, you're going to be staring into space. He's going to be, what are you thinking about? I can't get this Minchas Chinuch out of my head. Right? If you could fall asleep easily with this in your head, there's something wrong with you. Okay? So says the Minchas Chinuch, he thinks it's dependent on his Chakira. Why? Because, as he says there, we're at... he mentions this in the first paragraph a little bit, then he gets the second paragraph. The teres echot shel Tosfos, the be'inan kan edush hatayochol azima, the skaima hazama b'malkus, imkein kan ein makablin edusan shel elu. Because what does that mean? It has to be royal azima. This obviously gets back to what you said before. Part of the fact that it's true, usually when we think of what's unique about edi hazama, is not only that we undo their testimony, but we also have to give them the exact same punishment, etc., etc. But royal hazama would be expressed in them getting malchus. They're still 80 sheker. Now, what way did they lie? They lied because they were husum-sized. So says the Minchas Chinuch, if according to the first answer of Tosfos, which is, again, his personal preference, it needs to be that they could get malchus. Right? Because I hold, says the Minchas Chinuch, first answer in Tosfos holds, it has to be royal hazama. Royal hazama means they have to have been able to get malchus. Because in this case, you would give the Eidei Zomim Malkus, just like in Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza, Malkus is enough to make Roy Lazamba. But says the Minchas Chinuch, these people will not be able to get Malkus. Why? Nihidil Achar Kiddush Yugidolim Afreya. It's true that if we would accept the testimony, then there would be Gedolim. And if at some point, then they didn't have Eidei, they could get Malkus. But right now, what's one of the dinim of Eidei Hazama, one of the weird quirks of Eidei Hazama, one of the Chedushim? It's only in the beginning of the case, right? Once they paskin, it's too late. If they killed somebody based on testimony. So Eidei Hazama all goes based on the beginning. And in the beginning, they were a katan. And we don't get a katan is lav baronshim. So he says, in this case, if you had kitanim, who did it on the 30th day, etc., etc., and then we found out that they were, you know, the Sanhedrin made the big jump and accepted their testimony. And then we found out they were zomimin. They learned malchus and they decided they're going to do it. We couldn't give them malchus. We couldn't give them lashes. So they're not royal hazima. And therefore, according to the first day in Tosus, in his personal preference, Minchas Chinuch says it wouldn't work. But what's very interesting is, what about the second shita? That says, Ein Echanami, in cases like Kiddush HaChodesh, you don't need Royal Azam at all. Which he thinks is the second day in Tosus, and Rebbe Kivi Eger thinks is just true. So says Minchas Chinuch, in his opinion, if you held like that, a very rare thing to see in Halacha, nearly the Habrera Biyad HaBezdin. You might have thought that he would say, oh, then they're allowed. He doesn't want, he's hedges, he's uncomfortable. He says, there, Sanhedrin, if they want, according to the second day in Tosfos, they could accept him, because we don't care about being Royal Azama. But if they want, they could still say, this is too much for us, and I'm not willing to accept it. That's not compelling logically, or lumdishly, but that's what he says at the end. Okay? Shekayach, everybody. Mirtz Hashem, next week, new mitzvah.